So over the last two Sundays, Jesus has used six radically different parables to describe the nature of the kingdom of heaven. I mean, last week we got the parables of the weeds and the wheat, and then we got the mustard seed, and then we got the leaven or yeast. And today we get the parables of the treasure in the field and the pearl of great price, and then finally the sorting of the fish. Now, why would Jesus go to all this trouble? Well, he had a problem. Okay, as Jews, his disciples would have been familiar with the concept of the kingdom of heaven. And they knew that that kingdom would start with the coming of the Messiah. Well, this is the 13th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. So by this point, the disciples are beginning to realize that Jesus just might be the Messiah. And they were beginning to start making the kingdom of heaven a reality. But Jesus' problem was that his disciples thought the kingdom of heaven meant the restoration of an earthly Israel and the destruction of the Romans. And we know today that nothing is really further from the truth. But it was important for Jesus to get his disciples to begin to understand the true nature of the kingdom of heaven. Because without that knowledge, they would both be missing out on an incredible gift, and they would find it impossible to continue Christ's mission after the ascension. So Jesus chose to solve this problem by teaching with six parables. I would suggest that Jesus has a similar problem with the disciples of the 21st century. Many of us really don't understand the kingdom of heaven, which means we too might be missing out on a really great gift, and we might find it hard to continue Jesus' mission today. First common modern misconception about heaven: it is a place. Heaven is not a place. It's a relationship. The Catechism defines heaven as eternal life with God. It's not some fuzzy place on the other side of the pearly gates that's full of like clouds and harps and angels. Okay, that's not heaven. Heaven is eternal life with God. Second common modern misconception. Okay, if heaven is eternal life with God, well then eternity, like that's sometime in the future. Not true. The kingdom of heaven arrived in this world. The world's eternity clock started with the incarnation, the moment that Jesus entered the womb of Mary. And our personal eternity clock started with our own conception in our mother's womb. So the Catechism says that heaven is already present, but it's just not complete. So if it was important for the disciples in the first century to understand that the kingdom of heaven began with the incarnation and was continuing around them, it's equally important that we share that same understanding. Now, it's beyond the scope of this homily for me to kind of take apart each of those six parables. But I would like to share with you what I think are some highlights of what Jesus was trying to communicate with these parables. So we began with the parable of the wheat and the weeds. Now, I would admit, if we look at the world around us and we see all of the pain and all of the suffering, it's a little hard to imagine that this is heaven. We see an awful lot of weeds in the wheat. Well, this parable is encouraging us to be patient. It contains the promise that those who are faithful children of the kingdom will be vindicated. Well, we have the parable of the mustard seed and the leaven or the yeast. What that's trying to tell us is don't underestimate the power of the kingdom of heaven in our own lives and its effect on the world around us. I mean, it might appear that it starts off as this tiny little thing, but it can lead to an incredible growth within ourselves and to changes in the world around us far beyond our imagination. Then we have the parable of the treasure in the field and the pearl of great price. Okay, these parables are encouraging us to pray to the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit would open our eyes to see the value of the kingdom of heaven around us. Because such a vision would alter our priorities in life. I mean, such a vision would lead us to joyfully want to leave everything behind to try to obtain this kingdom. And finally, we have the parable of the sorting of the fish. And its lesson that our decision to either accept or reject the kingdom of heaven on this earth has eternal consequences for us in the earth to come. And a sobering reminder of this reality is if you go to the index of the catechism and you look up the word heaven, guess what the next word is in the index? Hell. The Catholic Church then teaches us that the kingdom of heaven is already present but is not complete. And as Christians, then, we are called to live lives based on that reality, both as individuals and as a church. We live in the age of the Messiah. We live after the life, death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus, which means we are living in heaven. And we have the opportunity then, the great gift of living with God in this life and not just in the next. But with that opportunity comes a responsibility. And that is, we have the responsibility of aiding Jesus and helping everyone else to live in God here and now. And we carry that responsibility until we either literally die trying or Jesus comes again. And when he comes again, it's to establish heaven in all of its glorious fullness, inviting us to truly, truly share eternal life with God.